Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun has set across Israel, leaving behind a mild evening. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv remains warm. It's a comfortable night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. The Jerusalem Post reports that the door to Gaza's future remains closed, despite a ceasefire, as stated by the Bank of Palestine chief after meeting with Netanyahu. Also, earlier this hour, JNS reveals that Netanyahu secretly visited the UAE during the Iran war, according to the Prime Minister's office. Also this hour, Ynet confirms that during this secret visit, Netanyahu met with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, marking what the office calls a historic breakthrough. Separately, I-24 News echoes that Netanyahu traveled to the UAE and met with President MBZ amidst the Iran conflict. And finally, from JTA, a Long Island school district has paid $125,000 to settle a lawsuit over erased pro-Palestinian student art. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein suggests that someone in the UAE was displeased with the publicity of Netanyahu's visit, noting a history of Emirati anger over public disclosures about their relations. Josh Drill writes passionately that by 2026 there will be a push against Netanyahu and Smotrich, calling for healing and reform. Ruthie Blum warns of sensitive content as she discusses Hamas's atrocities and criticizes Christoph's controversial views in a conversation on JNS. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza ceasefire situation. The Jerusalem Post highlights the concerns of the Bank of Palestine chief, who emphasized that the current conditions do not meet the promises made to Palestinians. He argues this situation fails to ensure security for Israel as well. The implications are significant for ongoing peace efforts in the region. Turning to Netanyahu's secret visit to the UAE, according to JNS, this undisclosed trip occurred during the recent conflict with Iran. The visit is part of a broader U.S.-Israeli campaign. Such meetings could alter diplomatic dynamics in the Middle East, paving the way for new alliances. Meanwhile, Ynet provides additional context on the meeting between Netanyahu and President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. The encounter, described as a historic breakthrough, could signal a shift in Israel-UAE relations. This development could impact geopolitical strategies in the region. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports a clear trend in real estate. Yehud offers a cheaper alternative to cities in the Gush Dan area, with prices still lower than Kiryat Ono and Ganei Tikva. Separately, CTEC covers Descartes' general manager Noy Levinson, who emphasizes the importance of applying Israel's cyber expertise to AI to produce the best models efficiently. And finally, Globes notes that Israeli startup Frame Security has raised $50 million. The company is launching a platform to help organizations combat AI-powered social engineering and deepfakes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.